From the studios at Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. The Boise Downtown YMCA has definitely been well-loved, and it is showing its age. And that's one of the reasons why the Y has been raising funds for the last 2 years, so a new state-of-the-art multifaceted community hub can be built to replace it. And just last week, the dream of bringing this new building to life took a giant leap forward with a $5 million donation thanks to CapEd Credit Union. So joining us today to talk more is David Duro, Treasure Valley Family YMCA President and CEO, and Todd Christensen, CapEd Chief Marketing Officer. I want to welcome both of you back to the program.
Thank you, Gemma. It's good to be with you and Todd today. Thanks for having us on.
So, David, let's start by talking about the current building in downtown Boise that houses the Y. I was just there this morning, and I affectionately refer to it as kind of a mouse maze because it is upstairs, downstairs, over to this hallway. You know, I mean, it has been well loved. But for folks who may not be really familiar, can you talk a little bit about the space?
For sure. Thank you so much. And thanks for being there this morning. I'm sorry I missed you, but glad you were in. It really is that mouse maze. And one of the things that we realize is that if we're going to serve the entire community, which is our goal, we need to eliminate some of those barriers that challenge people that might have different physical or cognitive abilities. And you know, the space is so broken up. There's so many stairways and really unusable space. So the building, although it's 86,000 square feet, I think we use about 70,000 square feet of it to actually help people improve their lives.
I have to say, David, I would have never known it's that big from being on the inside of it, you know, because of how broken up it is. And, you know, and is that part of this? I mean, as you said, David, is that, you know, making it accessible for the entire community?
That's exactly right. We really like to talk about our YMCA being for all. And, you know, we mean that. And so part of that is meaning that you're accessible and that people can get in and out and around with the dignity that they deserve. And I wish I could say that for the current building. But I just can't. And we also know with the growth of our community, the current facility is just inadequate to meet the needs. We can't get enough people in that building, frankly. Mm-hmm. So we needed more space. We needed better and more accessible space. And that allowed us this opportunity to look at how do we expand our menu of services to really provide the support that people need to take the next step in their life, whatever that next step might be.
Well, and David, I mean, the building, the current building opened in 1968, if I'm correct on that. Boise was significantly smaller. So not only, I mean, is the space not adequate for everyone who wants to be there? I mean, our population has expanded so much that you can't serve the entire community with that current space, I would think.
That's right. We anticipate increasing by at least 25% the number of people that are able to use our Y. And these numbers might not mean a lot to everyone, but currently we're getting about 60,000 visits a month to the facility as we know it. And we project that exceeding 100,000 people every month coming into the Y for all kinds of different needs and resources. So we're really going to expand our capability. And there was a real financial driver, as you mentioned. The building opened in 1968, and we wanted to make sure we were making the best decision possible. And so one thing we considered, could we remodel and expand in the current facility? So we had a study done, and in 2017, CH2M Hill said it would cost up to $20 million to stay in the current space and not get anything, no new space. So, wow. You know, as expensive as this new YMCA is, it's much cheaper than us trying to stay in the spot that where we're in currently.
So, Todd, let me bring you into the conversation. Why was it important for CAPED to not just donate to this project, but as I mentioned, to give such a significant gift that this new Y is going to be the CAPED Downtown Boise YMCA?
Well, our histories are parallel and they come together. The Y started in 1891. We started in 1936, and we've had parallel growth throughout our entire history. And as we sat down with the leadership from the Y and our leadership and in the visioning presentation, it just made sense. It made sense for us as a financial institution to join with an organization that is dedicated to the health and wellness of individuals. We're dedicated to the health and wellness on the financial side, and being able to be together just made a lot of sense.
So, David, let's talk about the plans for this new Y and how it really is trying to be an integrated approach to all aspects of community wellness. I mean, you're going to even have an area for STEM education.
That's right. We really like to look at this project of the Y and our partners like the great CAPED Credit Union, wrapping our arms around people and lifting them up. And so there's, you know, it's really at the heart of a partner-rich ecosystem that provides all those things, including STEM education, as you note, workforce development, childcare, mindfulness and counseling, financial literacy and budget education, and the list goes on as far mm-hmm. as what are those barriers that are in families' way of taking the next step.
And David, but when you say childcare, I mean, you are, I believe, more than double, you're going to be able to more than double childcare. And we literally just this week talked about how we have such a critical need for quality childcare in Idaho. So that's it. That's huge, just that piece of this puzzle.
We're really proud about that and appreciate all the support we've gotten to make this a reality. We will open 121 new spots in the downtown area that will be available to the entire community. And as you know, that's quality, affordable childcare. The YMCA never turns away anyone due to inability to pay. And we know two things. We know this is a workforce development issue because, frankly, people can't work or go to school unless they've got a quality, safe place to have their child. And we know that it's a child development issue because 6 out of 10 children who enter kindergarten or first grade are unprepared to learn. And so mm-hmm. we can change that and do change that. So it's both workforce development and child development really through the same program.
So, David, I only have about a minute left with you, but I quickly want to hit on the fact that when is this new community hub supposed to be ready and going? Because I have seen some construction starting across the street from the new Y.
Yeah, so
I mean, from the old, from the current Y.
Yes, thank you. Our goal is to be actively under construction to officially break ground in late summer, August of this year. There'll be about a 2-year construction period, and we'll open the new Y and surrounding services, including CAPED, in late 2026. And all that is dependent upon our success at fundraising. The community has been super generous to us, but we've still got about $8 million to go to meet our $40 million philanthropic goal. Mm-hmm. So we've got some work to do.
Okay, so you're still looking for that $8 million. What happens to the current building then, David?
Great question. We will open the current facility until the new one opens. We don't plan on having a day that goes by without YMCA services available to people in the downtown area. And after we move across the street to the new facility, that old building will come down. And in its spot is our higher ed partner, and also more mixed income housing will be located there.
Well, As always, thank you both so much for your time. We've been talking with David Duro with the YMCA and Todd Christensen with CAPED about CAPED's generous donation to the current project. And as David said, that should be open by late 2026. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.